If you don't get dressed, you'll be late for class, said Nikolai, the boy who slept on the bottommost bunk directly across from Bean. Thanks, said Bean. He shed his dry towel and hurriedly pulled on his uniform.
Sorry, I had to tell them about your using my password, said Nikolai.
Bean was dumbfounded.
I mean, I didn't know it was you, but they started asking me what I was looking for in the emergency map system. And since I didn't know what they were talking about, it wasn't hard to guess that somebody was signing on as me. And there you are, in the perfect place to see my desk whenever I sign on, and...
I mean, you're really smart.
But it's not like I set out to tell on you.
That's fine, said Bean. Not a problem.
But, I mean, what did you find out from the maps?
Until this moment, Bean would have blown off the question, and the boy.
Nothing much. I was just curious. That's what he would have said.
But now his whole world had changed. Now it mattered that he have connections with the other boys, not so he could show his leadership ability to the teachers, but so that when war did break out on Earth, and when the IF's little plan failed, as it was bound to do, he would know who his allies and enemies were among the commanders of the various national and factional armies. For the IF's plan would fail. It was a miracle it hadn't failed already. It depended too heavily on millions of soldiers and commanders being more loyal to the IF than to their homeland. It would not happen. The IF itself would break up into factions, inevitably. But the plotters no doubt were aware of that danger. They would have kept the number of plotters as small as possible. Perhaps only the triumvirate of Hegemon, Strategos, and Polemarch, and maybe a few people here at Battle School. Because this station was the heart of the plan. Here was where every single gifted commander for 2 generations had been studied intimately. There were records on every one of them. Who was most talented, most valuable. What their weaknesses were, both in character and in command. Who their friends were. What their loyalties were. Which of them, therefore, should be approached to command the IF's forces in the intra-human wars to come, and which should be stripped of command and held incommunicado until hostilities were over? No wonder they were worried about Bean's lack of participation in their little mind game. It made him an unknown quantity. It made him dangerous. But it was even more dangerous for Bean to play than ever. Not playing might make them suspicious and fearful, but in whatever move they planned against him, at least they wouldn't know anything about him. While if he did play, then they might be less suspicious, but if they did move against him, they would do it knowing whatever information the game gave to them. And Bean was not at all confident of his ability to outplay the game. Even if he tried to give them misleading results, that strategy in itself might tell them more about him than he wanted them to know. And there was another possibility, too. He might be completely wrong. There might be key information that he did not have. Maybe no fleet had been launched. Maybe they hadn't defeated the buggers at their homeworld. Maybe there really was a desperate effort to build a defensive fleet. Maybe, maybe, maybe. Bean had to get more information in order to have some hope that his analysis was correct and that his choices would be valid. And Bean's isolation had to end.
Nikolai, said Bean, you wouldn't believe what I've found out from those maps.
Did you know there are 9 decks, not just 4?
9?
And that's just in this wheel. There are 2 other wheels they never tell us about.
But the pictures of the station show only the 1 wheel.
Those pictures were all taken when there was only 1 wheel. But in the plans, there are 3. Parallel to each other, turning together.
Nikolai looked thoughtful. But that's just the plans. Maybe they never built those other wheels.
Then why would they still have maps for them in the emergency system?
Nikolai laughed. My father always said, bureaucrats never throw anything away.
Of course. Why hadn't he thought of that? The emergency map system was no doubt programmed before the first wheel was ever brought into service. So all those maps would already be in the system, even if the other wheels were never built, even if 2/3 of the maps would never have a corridor wall to be displayed on. No one would bother to go into the system and clean them out.
I never thought of that, said Bean.
He knew, given his reputation for brilliance, that he could pay Nikolai no higher compliment, as indeed the reaction of the other kids in nearby bunks showed. No one had ever had such a conversation with Bean before. No one had ever thought of something that Bean hadn't obviously thought of first. Nikolai was blushing with pride.
But the 9 decks?
That makes sense, said Nikolai.
Wish I knew what was on them, said Bean.
Life support, said the girl named Corn Moon. They got to be making oxygen somewhere here. That takes a lot of plants.
More kids joined in.
And staff. All we ever see are teachers and nutritionists.
And maybe they did build the other wheels.
We don't know they didn't.
The speculation ran rampant through the group.
And at the center of it all, Bean. Bean and his new friend Nikolai.
Come on, said Nikolai. We'll be late for math.